We're now in the Gemara, the Samach Vorma Beis, the very bottom of the page. We said that according to Rabbi Yossi, that even though Mili Lemem is a Shliach, that words, it gives a Shliach, he doesn't have the ability to pass it on to somebody else. But Eimer Imru, if you tell the Shliach, I want you to pass to instruct someone else, then I gave you that, I empowered you. Says the Gemara, you're telling me, skipped a little bit, near the bottom of the page. The six lines at the bottom. You think Rabbi Yossi is made when it comes to Imru? The last few lines. Yeah, around there. Yeah. I'll tell you when we turn to the next page. But now we learn. If a sefer signs and with an A, it is kosher. Who follows this Mishnah Rabbi Yossi? Who allows a sefer to sign to the other one? He says that it can only follow according to. The Mishnah says kasav sefer ve'ed, and Yimir came along and said it doesn't mean writing the get; it means the signing of the sefer. Rabbi Chizkiya says, who holds that we allow the sefer to sign? Only Rabbi Yossi. Amar mili lememzer shlich. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, you cannot pass instructions. So the only ones who can sign a get if the husband directly tells them sign a get. So no problems will happen. We're not worried that a woman might go to a few agents and say, hey, go hire me some people here and make a get as if my husband did it and cheat and everything else. Because the only way agent can sign is they're directly instructed by the husband. So therefore, if even with your sefer there, with definitely the husband said, no problems. Now these halakadata Rabbi Yossi is made in a certain occasions, but imru, if you're going to say that if the husband did give instructions, pass it on. You don't need the husband directly to go. So how do you know then, if you see a sefer signing, how do you know that the sefer was told
under instructions?
Maybe the aide who signed was the shliach who was instructed was embarrassed to ask the sefer to write the get and not ask him to sign. It's as if you're saying, you know, we want you, we want to use you, but we don't trust you. So therefore, he said to the sefer, no, you go ahead and do it. And the sefer doesn't know, and he goes ahead and sign. And the truth of the matter is, it won't be a valid get. A churba will come out of it. The only way we won't have a churba is if the husband has to instruct each aide to sign. So that it must be that we don't say amen, amen. He might say to two people, Imru la sefer, tell the sefer, he should only write. And tell the plaini, tell two other people, the yechma, they should sign. And what would happen is, I'm sure kisufa, the sefer, and when the shliach has to go to the sefer and ask him to write. But he doesn't ask him to sign, he's embarrassed. Hashem tzich, chayishi, so he should be worried. Umechtichad mahanach chazadi, the sefer, but die, he'll ask the sefer to sign, get only one of those able to sign. And this is not the instructions of the husband, if it's not a valid get. Ubala amrachi. So therefore, it must be that Rabbi Yossi does not believe that you can pass on instructions, even Imru, even if the husband tells you clearly, go ahead and fetch me an aid. You cannot do that. And therefore, we're not worried by a get, because definitely the husband had to directly instruct him. Says the Gemara, Kivan, the Makosh Latasa can be Yisrael. Answer the Gemara, really, Mili Memsu Shliach. Mili Lemzer Shliach, but Eimer Imru is allowed. So why aren't we worried? So he says, Kivan Dama Ma Kosher, that this get, we'll see later, if you tell Taka Sefer to write and others to sign, it is kosher. But Vele Tasa came Yisrael, don't do this. So therefore, Le Shchiach, when the whole thing is not common, this event, so we're not going to be Geizer.
Le Tasa means what? It's Pasnish to.
We don't like this, because trouble could come out. Exactly. So therefore, because we say loy sasa, don't do this, it's not going to be done. You're not going to find very often that a husband will ask a shliach, go find me a safe and go find me a separate agent. Usually the husband will do it directly himself. So therefore, because it's so uncommon, because kosher, but loy sasa, we're not going to make a gzeid over here, and we follow up yes, even though imim is allowed, a mistake, and we could have problems, we're not going to be gzeid. Freddy, whatever, dilma, lechers, let's be worried, dilma, amaluhu, maybe he told the shliach, lebe trei, he told two people, imru la safer, you guys tell the safer, the yichtev, and he should write to get, the atem, and you signed again. This is much more common. And Ozli Hana, so one of these two Adim who was told, go find me a sefer that you guys sign. But Ozli Hanach, and one of these Adim said, you know, Mashun Kisufa, the sefer, and he went to get the sefer, then he's embarrassed, and he said, you know what, you sign as well, another guy won't sign, or I won't sign. The same problem, why don't we worry about this? The husband never said that. Again, the get is not valid. must be that we don't believe in Eimer Imru. No, Hanami Bekashev Aleisasu. Over here also, even this kind of situation is also, as Machlekes will say, it's a situation where even though it's kosher, we don't want people to do. We frown upon people who do this, and because we frown upon people who do this, it hardly happens, so we're not going to be worried. Says even a honey, this all makes sense. Kosher Aleisasu. The Mandamu says Itaka shouldn't do this. Elamandamu Kosher Itasa. In this case, is nothing wrong. If you're telling, if you're giving direct instructions to the agent to sign, the only thing that you have a shliach for to say, do me a favor, get me a sefer, is not only is a kosher, but you can do it. Why aren't we worried about if Eimer Imru is all right? Why aren't we worried of this whole problem that the wife will then, you know, get someone to do this and this above Maisa? Ella says, well, you're right. Rabbi Yisi Tartiomer. Rabbi Yisi does not hold Eimer Imru. But Shmuel Savar, he agreed Rabbi Yisi that Mila Memsa Shliach. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to Eimer Imru. That's the suffix we had in the Mishnah before. What he meant when he said Kasav Yada, did he mean that there's writing of the get or the signing of the get? Gufad, let's analyze. I'm a Shmuel. I'm a Rebbe. Halacha ki Rabbi Yaisi. Shmuel learns like Rebbe. Halacha Rabbi Yaisi. Midli lamem sashliach. The Amma midli lamem sashliach. But Shmuel also holds that Eimer Imru is valid. Amma lifon of Rabbi Shimon Rebbe. Ma'acha she Rabbi Meyeh v'chanin ish oinu chol ki Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, son Rabbi Shimon, turned around and said to Shmuel, since Rabbi Meir and in our Mishnah, and Chanina Ish Oinoi, who's in name Rabbi Akiva, argues on Rabbi Yaisi, through Rabbi Yaisi, also named Rabbi Akiva. So it's two against one. Why are you passing Rabbi Yaisi? Maro Rabbi Lomelok Rabbi Yaisi, why are you passing Rabbi Yaisi? Amalai, shtaik bini shtaik, keep quiet. Loi Reisa is Rabbi Yaisi, you never saw Rabbi Yaisi. Because Ilmali Reisa, if you would have seen Rabbi Yaisi, what kind of great man he was, and Nimuki Ima, you would have seen that he's always Allah is like him. And therefore, even if he's one against many, we were passing like him. Says the Gemara, the time we learned. Now this is very, very interesting brisa. We had in Masechta Avos, you know, we named the different milas of each person. He's a sfoig, he's a sponge, and so on and so forth, and he's a sieve. Here's an interesting Gemara, elaborate a bit more. Isa ben Yudah, Yemayin Shvach Shachamim. Isa Yudah, he praised the Shvachim, the Chachamim. Rab Meir, Yishanah, Rab Meir was a Chacham and a Sefer. He also was a scribe, we hadn't said that. Rabbi Yehuda was Chacham Lekishi Yitz, a Chacham when he wanted, and here everyone shows a Rashi, the Mashon, and others, because Rashi says Chacham Lekishi Yitz means, whenever he wanted to understand, he would work hard, he would understand. That's not a very big Shvach, is it? That means if he didn't work very hard, he won't. So Tesis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tesis says, Chacham Lekishi Yitz, that's what Tesis. Yoisim Rameyer. Rameyer was considered, we had an Erevin, he was a smart nobody understood him. But if Rabbi Yehuda wanted, and he put his effort in, he would, in those moments, he would never, and he would be even smarter than Rameyer. Now that's a compliment. The deal with Rameyer, Chariv Amakshe, Rabbi Yehuda Masr Amasik. Rameyer then was very, very sharp, and Rabbi Yehuda was much more calmer, but nevertheless, when he really wanted, he could have been just sharper than Rameyer. That's what he says. The Maratz Chayit wants to say that that not everybody can be intelligent all the time, because if you're mad, you're angry, you're hungry, you can't think. Who does a Maila? Likashiyitz, whenever he wants. It doesn't matter what situation he was in. Exactly. Just turns the force it on, and away it goes. That's the Maila. But it actually is hard to understand. Then you go invite it. What was Rav Tarfon's Maila? Gaushal Agoizim. He was a heap of nuts. Which means, just like if you take one nut out, all the nuts fall into place, all the rest of the nuts fall on top of each other. If you ask him any question, he'll bring you from everywhere in Shas, Mishnayis, and Gemara, and so on and so forth. He doesn't have Gemara, but everywhere, he'll bring you with an answer, like a pile of walnuts. Rabbi Shmuel was a chonus miyuzenis. Rabbi Shmuel was a store that everything was put away, everything is there ready in the store. If they have full of anything you ask him, he can answer you. Rabbi Kiva Oitzablum, he was a big warehouse. So he, the way Rashi explains it is, he learned everything one mishmash, and afterwards he sat down and sorted everything out and filed it away. And Rabbi Yechim Benuri, he was kupas areichum. When he bought all the different spices, he put each one away separately. Which is a greater mile is hard to understand. Rabbi Kiva learned everything in one big bilbul, and then he sorted it all out. And Rabbi Yechim Chatchila learned subject by subject.
What was the connection of Isi Ben Yehuda to these?
It's nothing. You're not nominating the Shvachim.
It's hard to understand
the differences between these things. So he was a Gaushal Agoizim. He was a Kupas Reuchlim, which is just the same thing. And he was a Chonis Mezuyan. All three of them. Oitzabolim means.
That was the big warehouse where just everything is in it.
Yeah, and then afterwards, but then he sorted it all. It wasn't dumped like Chila, but then he sorted it all out. So when he finished, it was all sorted out. It was no different than a Kupas Reuchlim. Also, it's all sorted out. But Chatchila he buys it separately. Chatchila he buys this kind of Samim, then he buys this one. So not he didn't wasn't a bilbul and he had to sort it out. It was sorted out from the beginning. So L'chayr, that sounds greater, or I don't know, maybe it's less. But he had to work to sort everyone out. I mean, he understood everything. He had everything in bilbul and he really understood it, so he could sort it all out.
This guy Chatchila. Rashi says it means whatever you're asking him, have you got this?
Yeah, because Chatchila he bought everything separately. Look at the next one. Ablaz Mazaya Kupish up Samim. He didn't have as much. He's a Kupas of Sami, he didn't have as much as a Kupas Reichlim. A Reichlim is a peddler, he has much more than a Kupas of Sami. Mishnah's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is Kavanoki. It means whatever he said, he's explained and he's right, but he didn't say much. They're bringing the back of the, that it says one of the Rishonim, that Kav is 102. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said 102 dinim throughout Shas. Rabbi Yasi in the Muki Imai. Rabbi Yasi says, whatever he said, Rabbi Yasi was always right. His svara was always powerful. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Toichain Harba, he used to grind a lot, Umaitzi Kima, and throw out a little bit. Tana Mishkach Kima, he would forget a little bit. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai used to learn, he always forget a little bit. What do you forget? Umash, Umaitzi, Eina Maitzi El Asubin. What do you forget? The brand, things which weren't halacha, he didn't want to remember it, he threw it out.
Chaina Rabbi Shimon. When they have a machlokas with each other, which one they say is better because of that?
Good question. Now here Rabbi Yasi is arguing in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yasi is arguing in Mishnah. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Hananya said Rabbi Akiva told me this, and Rabbi Yasi said no, he didn't. I know he says differently. But if you line them all up, you have to understand what is the difference between these shvach. Same like the Pigli Avos over there also. When you talk Mishameres and Svoy, you have to understand what is the difference between all these. They all sound the same, just different Mishalom. Then he says Vayter. Rabbi Shimon, as you know, Rabbi Shimon was very humble. Man pani odin havaya dor Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He said, "Who's the Eibusher? That's me." So the chen Rabbi Shimon Tamidim, because he saw bottle, he says Tamidim, "Bonai, shonu midoisai. You should copy me and be like me. She midoisai trumas. My midas are lofty. Mitrumas midoisai Rabbi Akiva from the best midas of Rabbi Akiva."
His Rebbe, he took the best of what his Rebbe taught him.
Says about a goofless analyze. Amr l'shnai, he said to people, Imr l'sayfer, right, say to the sayfer, he could write. Pull the plane away from him and tell these two people, they should sign. Amr l'shnai, kosher, l'shnai, it's all, it's good, it's kosher, but we don't do that, because mistakes can happen. Amr l'shnai, Amr l'shnai, Amr l'shnai, Ma'achad the kosher, if it's 100% kosher, Amr l'shnai, what's that kisvara, why shouldn't you do it? Zoyz be saw, why shouldn't you do it? Amr l'shnai, Shinan, Shematis k'reid, we worry that she might hire Adim, and ask, that she might hire Adim, and say, go find me Adim, and go find me a sayfer, and the Adim sayfer don't think it comes from the husband instruction, so they'll make her a get, she'll walk around saying, I'm divorced. And she wasn't.
Never even knew about it.
Exactly. The moment you don't need the husband, to give direct instructions, you're inviting trouble. Different city, ask who.
When he asked the question,
yeah.
Can you ask the same question in the Chatchila and Bediyeva? Because you use the word kosher, it's different to the Chatchila.
No, Chatchila is kosher. This is a Chatchila kosher. You can take this get and rely on it. This is not a chatchil b'deva. This is something else. This is a chatchil, it's kosher. But we don't like it. Because of a side issue. It's nothing wrong with this. It's a side issue. Or maybe, you know, whatever. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. You're worried that the Edim themselves are going to be false Edim. But Hatan, didn't we learn? If Edim was signed on a shtak to purchase or sell a field, and two Edim were signed to get the Isha, wouldn't worry. If one of these two Edim, I want to marry this woman, we're not saying, how can we allow the Edim to marry a woman? Then maybe he lied on the yet. Or how can we allow him to buy the property? Maybe he lied that the property belonged to that person. We're not worried because people don't sign falsely. So what are you worried about over here? The Gemara, Maisi loved it, the Budika Amri, people to write, to sign, that's already really drastic. And if it's not you, you're not going to do it. But to ask two people to go hire somebody to say that my husband asked for the get, even though it's not true. Well, they don't feel that there's been such an abla. I didn't sign the get, I just asked your uncle to sign the get. So I lied to him. People don't feel the same severity when they're lying as when they actually sign false papers. Amr al-Shnayim, he said to people, Even though they tell the sefer v'yichtem to write v'atem chli, you guys sign here with a machleik Rav Chisda on my kosher. This is the Hamzah kosher. But that's still. Sorry, no. Now the Gemara is explaining the machleik. We just alerted to it. Rabbi Chanama kosher v'tasa. You can this one here. You can do for sure because you're asking these guys to sign, so they're at mamish involved. So we're not worried. So every two friends fought with each other about this. People to turn the names Rabbi Reza's names around. So you want to write this. Don't tell people, keep forget right again. If you don't tell people right again, if you wrote Kulchem, then all 10 have to be involved. If you don't say Kulchem, that means any 2 out of 10. People, keep forget right again. But to leash and give it to my wife. And Echot Kaisen the Kulchem. One can write on behalf of everybody. If he said Kulchem, because of all you should write. Echad kais in my mikuf. All you should write, and one guy should write in front of everybody. Ha'ilichu get li ishti. If he says to them, bring it, deliver, get to my wife. Echad, 12 people in the room. Echad mei the kulam. One guy doesn't have everybody. But if he uses the word kulchem, I want all of you ha'ilichu. Then echad mei le ba mikulam. Then all 10 have to travel with him. And one guy can hold it. All 10 have to travel. Yibayluhu mona isemao. If he started counting them, what happens then? If he starts counting, what happens then? He doesn't use the word kulchem. But he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Right again to my wife. What does counting tell us? It's not the same thing. Using the word kulchem means like a tanai. I want all of you to be involved. Just because he counted 10 people in the room doesn't mean I want all of them involved. When you count it, that means you want to know how many there are because you do want them all involved. Please, is if he counted all of them is one thing. If he counted only some of them is another thing. But unfortunately, he didn't bother explaining which one is what, and therefore you can learn both ways. You can argue if he counted only 5, that means, and he would tell people in the room he actually wanted all 5 to be involved, otherwise he would count all of them. But if he counted 10, his time was counting. Or you can argue if he cared. If he counted 5, he was just too lazy to count all of them. But if he counted 10, he wanted to make sure that every one of them knows that they're involved. Ask Rabbi Yehuda Begita, the Kulchem, Rabbi Yehuda made Tekana Baget. The Kulchem, this is what you say, Kulchem Ksuvu, he tells them all of you guys should be involved. Oi Kulchem, either all of you, Oi Kol Chad V'Chad, Mincha and Chasim, or any one of you. No, it's not to have tzaddis, because if you say all of you, and only 9 show up, then she's not divorced. So if you use the word Kulchem, you rather have to say, Oi Kulchem, or all of you, I don't mind, Oi each one, eat any one of you. Oy kulchen, oy kol tremchen. If you say chasumu, all you sign. Oy kulchen, oy all you. Oy kol tremchen, or any 2 of you should sign. Oy vilu, I want you to transport it with 10 people in the room. He should have to spell out. Oy kulchen, or all of you. Oy kol chad v'chavchen, or any one of you. Amar Rava says not good enough. Zimnin the guy the Buddha, he forgets his whole speech. But Amar kulchen, say kulchen. Amar kol chad minchen. He'll say kulchen. Forget to say, or any one of you, and he'll make a disaster. El Amar Rava says Rava. Ksuvu, this is what he writes. He says, Ksuvu, write, Kol Chad Min Choyin. He doesn't say the word Kulchem. He says, write, any one of you, Chasumu, sign, Kol Chad Min Choyin. He doesn't use the word Kulchem. Any one, 2 of you, Ivilo, deliver Kol Chad Min Choyin, any one of you. And therefore, there's no problem. Had Lechoyin. And the next page is all about sicknesses. Okay, so listen to Dr. Mottl now, and we'll see what we can learn. I don't know if I know all the taichin. Today was all right, but in the next few days, all the taichin of all different medicines. Mi she'orzu kurdiyokus. A guy had a seizure. There's a shade. There's a demon called kurdiyokus. And this happens when you drink a lot of wine directly from the vat. You get this kind of a sickness.
Means it's not fermented
properly. Yeah. What kind of sickness is it? Whatever it is.
Delirium, they call it.
Delirium? Yeah, okay.
Not a surprise. You drink a lot of wine, you come delirium.
No, but this is not fermented properly. But Omar, if he then says, so obviously he's not fully aware of what he's doing. Kis would get li ishti, right? I get my klum. Because he's not fully aware of what he's doing. Omar, if he said to them, kis would get li ishti, right? I get. And then, because he got the sickness. Then when he had the sickness, under the influence of the sickness, he said, don't write. Ain't the bottom of achrein klum. We don't listen to that. Nishtati, if a guy became deaf, mute, but Amruloi, they said to him, Nichtav get lishtachosh, do you want us to write to get to your wife? Vihirchim Baroshe, he nods his head. Boykinoisa, we check him out. Shloishipamim, 3 times for yes questions, 3 times no questions. If he answers yes when it's yes and no when it's no, we know that he's fully aware. Imamad Allah, lav, lehinein, hadeliyichtu, you should write and give whatever he says. My kurdiyokis, what does kurdiyokis mean? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, the nachte, he's bitten, chamra chadata. He drank a ton of brand new wine, the matzarta, from the vat, before it fermented. So listen, why does the Mishnah just say that clearly? Someone drank new wine that was unfermented. How come Mashal Mishnah wants to teach you, by the way, the Harucha, the name of the demon that seizes, takes control of you, is known by the name of Kudu Yakishma. Who cares what the name of the demon is? The Kameya, when you write this amulet, you want to write this psukim against this particular demon who's controlling you, you should know the name of the demon and put the name Kudu Yakis. Maya Susa, what's the cure? This is the cure. Bisra Sumka, you take very weak meat. That means it's not very fatty, very lean meat. Agumra, you place it on coal. The Chamra Marka.
Sumka's red, isn't it?
Yeah, but here it means lean, Rashi says. Kochush. Both Sumka, Rashi says Kochush. The Chamra Marka and very diluted wine. So lean meat, diluted wine. And you drink that. And that somehow or another cures you. Because you had an excessive wine. Excessive wine that wasn't fermented. The woman that brought me up told me, "Lishimsha basyema." If you have a, the demon took control of you because of the wine. If you get rid of this wine, he loses control. How do you get rid of this wine? This lean meat and this very diluted wine somehow rid your body of it. Yeah, the demon is an achize. That's his. That's what he grabs a hold of. Okay, so amazing more vital. I'm going to buy aim. This woman who raised me said to me, "Lishim shabas yema sickness because the heat of one day, and a short term fever. All you have to do is kuza the maya, take a jug of water, and that's enough. No, cool yourself down. Bas treima yema if you have this fever that's lingering around for 2 days, then you take sikura. Then what you do is you take actually extract. You let some of your blood." Tulasa Yema is for 3 days, that's already considered a sickness, you're knife from the Mishkab. Then you take his Bisra Sumka, you take this lean meat, Agumra, and place it on called barbecues. The Chamra Mark is diluted wine, and that works. What about the Shimsha Tikta that's going on for a long time, this fever? Then Lesa Tana, go to Uchmasa, listen very carefully, you take a dark chicken. You rip it open lengthwise and widthwise. You shave the middle of your head, your own head. The loisve alei, you place that chicken on top of your head. The nanche alei, you leave it there. Ad misach, you leave it there until. The linche is velekem amai. Then you get up and you go in the water. Ad savare, you go in the water until your neck. Ad cholish almalei, you feel so faint and so weak that you feel like the whole world is falling apart. The limud, and then you start swimming. The salik velesem, you go out and you sit down, and that should do the trick. If for whatever reason he can't do that, lechu karsi. This is if you have a fever for a long time. This is very similar to hepatitis when they put chickens on your stomach, which the goyim still don't believe in.
But this chicken is ripped up and.
I know. The idea of putting a chicken somewhere on your body and it saps out, it absorbs whatever sickness is.
You have to leave it for a long time.
My brother had hepatitis B many, many years ago in South Africa, and they did the chicken thing.
Pigeons.
They didn't, how many pigeons? He told me, I can't remember. Quite a few pigeons that died until eventually.
But the sickness went away.
This is in the hospital. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Of course. I don't think there's any basis for it in the medical world, is there?
But
100%.
Do you have to get a prescription for this chicken?
It was done in the hospital. So I don't know how it was done. This one over here, you got to go to find that hospital in South Africa. They'll do it for you.
You have to go to the pharmacy and pick up a doctor.
Yeah, you ask them, yeah. Right, where are we? The Shimsha, and for the, again, the fever, this is his mother told him, for a fever, he's not his mother, he's raising, the mother raised his foster mother. Bisa Sumka, the lean meat, Agumra, kol, the Chamra Marka, and diluted wine, Litalga, what about for a cold, that's for if you have a fever. What about if you're very, very cold, the sickness came from the cold, let's say pneumonia or something. Is Bisa Shmena, for this is the opposite. You need to have very fatty meat. Agumra, again, have that barbecue. The Chamra Chai, you have raw, undiluted wine. And that somehow or another cures you. Rab Amram the Chassid, ki have a mitzad in lay Beresh Glusa. The people in the household of the head of the exile, Reish Glusa, gave him a very hard time because Rab Amram Chassid, Rashi said, was a big Chassid, and he was very machmir. And he was machmir on them. Everything by him was treif, and they couldn't take it anymore. So therefore, they used to drive him crazy whenever they could. Havi magnu lei atalgum. He had a, he lied down. He had a sickness from a cold. The next day, what would you like us to give you? Now we just learned that for heat, you give him, you know, you give him a lean meat, and for cold, you give him fatty meat. So they asked him, what would you like to us to give you? We see, you know, well, Omar, he said to himself, "Honey, these people cold. Whatever I will tell them, they'll turn around. I will tell them exactly the opposite of what I need." For cold, you need fatty meat. So I'll tell them bisa sumka, lean meat. Agumran kol. The chamra market, diluted wine, when in fact I need undiluted wine. And guess what? Isla inu, they always did fakert. They brought in bisa shmena, fatty meat, agumran that was roasted, and the chamra chaya and raw wine. And so therefore he was healed. And the achreim talk about over here, how was he able to lie and all that, which I couldn't understand, because this mefarish gemara yivamas daf samach beis, where gemara talks about Abchi and his son, where the same exact same thing happened with his wife. Whatever he asked for, did the opposite. And the son lied to the mother when the father Abchi asked him. Abchi said to him, "You had no right to lie. I can lie, because negated to me. You had no right to lie." Shama Yalta, Rab Nachman's wife was Yalta. She was the daughter of the Reish Gelusa. Yalta, she was a very chashuv woman, heard about this. She heard that Rab Amram was very sick. She brought him to a bathhouse. Umuk milebe maya the bein mezuzah. She, imagine, Yalta put Rab Amram Chassidah into the water. Imagine what would happen today if the newspaper got hold of this. Put her into the water, unless she hired somebody, but it sounded like he did it himself. And at the mahapcha ma'ida b'mesusa, until the water, the clear water in this bathhouse turned into red, the dama became red, because what happened was that the sickness went out of him. That's what the meat does, and the blood, they let blood as well. They let out the koibisi on his meat. He had pshite. He had like round circles, and that's how he was cured. Rabbi Yosef. So he had this perspiration that was all red, like bleeding. Rabbi Yosef was also very sick from this cold. What he did was he started working manual labor, very hard labor, and he sweated. And that sweat, that perspiration, saved him. Rav Sheish, what he would do is, it was very cold, he used to carry heavy beams. And by carrying heavy beams, he generated a sweat. Amar, he said, "Gedoyla melacha." The best thing is manual labor. Shemechamemes is baile, warms you up. So these amoraim here. This amoraim of Sheish carried heavy beams. This other amoraim sat there with the mortar and he had the grinder and he was, you know, crushing these. It's unbelievable. Amar of Sheish. One day the Reish Gelusa said, "Now remember, Rav Sheish was blind." One day, the head of the Golos Rav Sheish says, "My time, but let's say my Gabon. Why aren't you joining us for a meal? I don't like your the people working your kitchen hands. This chashidia evim and chayal, I don't trust them. They will eat a limb of a limbic animal, which is us in the Torah, even for goyim. Who told you that? I'll show you. Watch me. I will prove to you that your avodim eat evim and chayal, and they serve it to the guest." Secretly, he told his gabbai, "This is Rav Sheish's zeal. Go in the kitchen and steal one of the legs of this animal that they're about to serve us. Bring me one leg, mechayusa. Bring me one leg from this animal." Isley brought him. Amlu ahad melehidme the chayusa. He turned around to the avodah. "Do me a favor. You know, there's an animal. I want you. You want to serve me? Bring me the whole animal that's there. Bring it cut up and put it on the table. Looks nice." "Okay, I want to cut it up." I said, "Tlas kari." They brought an animal with three legs. "I see if we can put it on the table." "Amaluhu," said Rav Sheish, "said, how bala shodagav is, something's wrong here. There's a leg missing here. An animal only has three legs. So, posik, raglayim posik, is missing a leg. I said, chodem ma'alma." What they did was, they went and they cut a leg off a living animal and they put it on the table. "I see if we can put it in front of him." And then Rav Sheish turned around to his gabbai and said, "Do me a favor. Bring me the leg that you have." He brought it. So now this animal had five legs. "This is weird. Five legs." In other words, he proved to the Reish Gelusa that your avadim were willing to cut off the leg and serve it to me. A dead animal. Dead. But before you cut up, I want to cut it up into pieces. So I want to cut up.
I want to cut up a dead animal.
Yeah, a whole animal.
How does that prove that he took Eved Menachai?
How did I know that
Maybe he was already geshachtan.
Because he knows there's no other dead animal in the kitchen. He walked in the kitchen, there's no other dead animal in the kitchen. And he asked him immediately, they brought another thing. How did they do that? They cut the leg off. Says the Gemara. So the Rebbe said, you know what? You don't trust my hand, no problem. Why don't we get your mashgiach, your gabbai, to walk in the kitchen, and whatever they'll prepare for you will be under your hashgacha? No problem. They brought food for him, a table for him, but Isaac came, they brought for him bisra, they brought for him meat. But the people working in the Rebbe hated him. By Sivu Kamei Ristana, they placed before him a kind of a meat, the chanka, a meat that has a kind of a bone, a small little bone that when you eat it, it gets stuck in your throat and it strangles you. I'm not sure which bone that is. Chamsei, from this piece of meat, from this part of under thigh, somewhere near the thigh, buried a little tiny piece, gets stuck in your throat. Rabshesh was blind and they knew he couldn't see. What he did was, Goshesha, Rabshesh, before he ate it, started moving his hand about and feeling it. Vishakli, he pulled the bone out. Karcha besudre, he took that bone and he wrapped it up in a handkerchief. Lebasa de achel, then after he ate, Amrilei, they said to Rav Sheshes, Iganav lan kasa de kasper. They saw him, they didn't like, they saw Rav Sheshes wrapping him in a handkerchief. They thought, what was Rav Sheshes doing? They didn't realize the bone must be stealing the silver. So they said, hey, Reish Galusa, somebody stole our silver. Let's check all the guests. And they wanted to bash Rav Sheshes. See what's going on over there. You got to get. We had another one similar in Chulin about these avodim of. You got along because they stole the silver cup. But how did the kamine when he started looking for osi ashkechu? They found the kruche besudre. They found the bone wrapped up in the handkerchief. Amle chazi mad lemechel kaboy. So then again, the avodim turned around. You see, he never came to eat it. He just wanted to play around with us, and he wrapped all this food up in his handkerchief. Elitzuudin. He only wanted to cause us to work for no reason. Amalhum, he said to them, you know why I didn't eat? Ano mechel ochli, I started eating. The tamid betaim of the chivra, I realized that this animal was sick and leprosy, and the skin had white leprosy. Amle chivra la avidlan ha'idna. They said we didn't do a white animal. Check exactly where this bone came from, that part of the animal, and you'll see that it was white. There was leprosy there. It was afflicted, and I didn't want to eat such animal. The Amar Avchiza said, "Uchma bechivra, a white animal with black dots, or chivra beuchma, a white dots on a black animal, lukusi, that is a sign of leprosy or some kind of disease." Boduk, they checked it out, and Ashku, they found Takis true and so that he was right, like Ruach Hakodesh, Kika Nafik. The Avodim hated him because he outsmarted him every step of the way. So what did they do? The next thing is, there was somehow a hole in the middle of the room. Don't ask me what kind of hole in the middle of the house. And they covered it with a mat. So Rav Sheshi would walk, he wouldn't see, and he would walk in the mat, and he would collapse and fall in the pit, and maybe he would pass away or hurt himself terribly. Kikonofik, when he walked out, they dug. It seems to me they actually dug the hole very quickly right then and there. Vishadna Litsi, who was the Reish Galusa during all this?
I was going to say, who was the Reish Galusa? Don't mention his name.
No.
Who was he that last season?
Because the Reish Galusa agenda was not a big time of Chacham, and he was more in Tafari.
He was a government appointee.
No, he was in the House of David. He was the House of David, and but he. So what happened was.
I mean, how much of a time of Chacham do you have to be to see your Avodim acting like this?
That's right. Sheshes were the Gdela
Doid. Like this.
Vishadna Litsi, Salai, they covered with this mat. But Amri, Leisi Ma, they said, no, Rabbi, come here. Leilina, why don't you come here and go lie down on the sofa? And they led him across the room. Rav Chizda was in the room as well at the time. Nochale Rav Chizda Macher. Rav Chizda gave a cough right behind him. So Rav Chizda was in Amora and he saw what was going on. So he gave a cough. You know, when he wanted sometimes to give a signal. Yeah, exactly. But he didn't say what it is. So then Rav Sheshes, being the Talmud Chacham was, he turned around to a kid. He says, tell me, you don't know what to do, ask a kid to say a pasuk and then learn something from that pasuk. You don't know what to do, write an igris and you read the Rebbe's letter and you get an idea what to do. Same idea. Amalei, he said this pasuk. He said the following pasuk. He said, Avni said to him, he said, why don't you go to the right or go to the left? That's what the pasuk, which means don't go in the center of the room, right and left. Omle l'shmaya Michael Chazis. So he asked his gabbai, what do you see in front of me? I can't see. Omle tzipisa, I see a mat, the shad, you're lying on the ground. Omle hodamine, get away from there. He walked around. The boss of the nafik, omle l'chizim, and not have a yodamad. Unbelievable, you saved yourself. How do you know? I couldn't tell you that it was a hole that could ever kill me. But how do you know? Omle chod, first of all, denochli ma, thank you very much. You gave a hus, you gave a kof there, which is a signal to me, I should be careful. And but another the pasuk Yenukim Suka, I got this child to say the pasuk. But oid, and the third thing is the chashidi avdil ma. These guys I don't trust, and I everything they've been really nice to me. I know that I have to worry. Unbelievable gemara.